Hello.
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 Welcome to Solidly Blessed Podcast, hosted by me, Jesse.
And myself, Mimi.
Where we talk about family, finances, and marriage. We call it FFM. Stick around and prayerfully you will catch nuggets that you can use in your family, finances, and marriage. All right, here we go.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello there, good people. Welcome to this week's episode of Solidly Blessed Podcast. I'm Jesse.
And I'm Mimi.
All right, on this week, we will be bringing you the tax season edition. All right.
Season.
Yes, tax
it's
season.
Over, isn't it?
Almost. So we are just about at the end of tax season.
Mm-hmm.
I think this episode is actually going to air one day after tax season, which is April 15th. So we just kind of wanted to talk to you about some things to do with that big refund that you might be getting.
Yes.
Yeah, so we might be getting that big refund from the IRS and from the actual state. So I guess I'll just kick it off first with normally we don't get anything back from federal or state.
Right.
We normally have to pay a few thousand dollars or whatever. I guess it's kind of one way or the other where you could either pay them up front, like throughout the year,
mm-hmm.
or you could pay them at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So which way do you think is better in your own personal opinion? Which way do you think is better that you should pay all of your taxes?
Mm-hmm.
Which way do you think is better?
Throughout the year.
Okay, throughout the year?
Mm-hmm.
So you think throughout the year is better?
Yeah.
So if you're paying throughout the year and you're giving them too much money, it's kind of like giving the IRS an interest-free loan.
Mm.
So you think that's the best deal?
Mm. I thought years and years ago that's what they I was told.
Like, recommended. Okay.
And from you, too.
No,
someone
not
told
from
you
me.
That. Yes, it is.
No.
I remember.
So it's one or two ways.
Mm-hmm.
Either you pay them something at the end of the year,
mm-hmm.
or you can let them hold on to your money, and then they give you your money back. So they're using your money,
mm-hmm.
basically, and they're making interest off of that money that you have given them.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's best to pay them at the end.
At the end. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my opinion. So it's whatever...
But,
you know, you think, I guess if you got the money, it's better.
Years ago, that's what I thought.
Years ago, maybe that's what you thought. But also, I did notice one thing. After being in the military, I guess it was more breaks while you're on active duty, because it was like we always got money back.
Mm-hmm.
When we were on active duty.
Yeah, our kids were little too, so.
Yeah. So it is better to, in my opinion, to kind of hold on to your money and then you draw the interest off of it rather than having the government
mm-hmm.
to hold on to your money and drawing the interest off of it and then you paying the actual government.
Too much anyway.
Yes, so they are already getting too much of it, just like you said.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I kind of, I guess, wanted to talk about if you're getting that big refund,
mm-hmm.
what are you going to do with the money?
People, a lot of people do when they have children as well.
Yeah, when you have small kids, you're getting, you know,
tax
the tax credit
mm-hmm.
for the kids or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do with that money when you're getting the big refund?
Yes.
What do you do
you
with
it?
Is it spent before you get it? You asking me?
I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah, that's
asking,
a possibility.
Asking the audience.
Yeah, that's a possibility
mm-hmm.
that is spent before you get it. So what, in your opinion, what should you do with it?
I think you should put it in, you should invest it. You should stretch it out instead of getting the lump sum, well, getting the money and just spending it on maybe a new car, maybe some furniture, maybe some, you know, a vacation or whatever, but you want to get the money and stretch it out. That's how you build wealth.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you on that. Yeah, so I think personally too that you should, of course, you're getting all of the money that the IRS owes you or whatever. But I believe that you should either invest it in something, whether you putting it in a CD where it could potentially draw some interest, where you can make a little bit of money on it. Or if you do have credit card debt, I believe that you should pay off those high interest credit cards, right? So I think that there's good things that you can actually do with it. But I would tell you, if you got a good running car, don't go out and buy a new used car, right? That's just my opinion. If your car is running good, don't waste the money on a depreciating asset.
Yeah, but isn't that better said than done, though? Right?
Well, I guess so.
Yeah, you have
But we just giving our opinion on it.
I understand that, but you look at a young couple, maybe they've been eyeing a higher model car or, you know.
A new used car.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, that's that Kingdom Come thing, right?
Yeah.
I see you got that new used car out there.
The new used truck out there,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, that's right. New used truck. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, that's what I wanted to say is just don't waste it all on depreciating assets. So use that money wisely if you're getting that big lump sum. Like we said, normally we're paying back. And this year, finally, we are actually getting a refund.
And there's a reason why we're getting
a refund. Yes, because those of you who have been with us a while, you know that we actually brought a car last year, one of the EVs, and the government is giving a tax credit. And that for that 2023 year, you actually getting it back via refund in the 2024 tax season for 2023. So that's actually why we're getting a refund, and our refund, I wish it was the whole $7,500 that the government was actually offering or whatever, but we owe some taxes, so some of that's going to go towards paying the taxes. But it's actually a good thing that they actually giving you people who buy the actual EVs a tax break, like you said. So I think that's just wonderful, you know. So what
would you, I mean, yes, if you were thinking about buying a vehicle and you're listening to this podcast, what do you think about it, and would you consider?
Would you consider what? Like getting rid of some of your debt?
Getting rid of some of your debt.
Rather than putting it on a car or whatever?
Exactly. If your car's running right, or running good, you know, you're going to have some, you have to keep up.
The maintenance.
You have to maintain the car.
Correct. But if the car's running good and it's still in good shape, right? I don't think you should use the money on a different used car.
Exactly. Yeah,
right?
I was thinking
so
that same thing.
That's just my opinion.
Yeah.
That's how I see it, you know. But hey, you know, people are going to do what they want to do anyway, but you just want to give them the options of whatever. So basically, to build wealth, once again, what we say is those principles of getting rid of the credit card debt, right? I don't think that there's anything wrong with credit cards, but you gotta let the credit cards work for you.
Exactly.
And what we mean by that is you have to, whenever the bill come, you gotta pay that off.
You have to be disciplined.
Yes, so you don't incur the actual interest
on
the actual credit card.
And because, you know, it's easy to fall back into old habits, old bad habits. Easy.
Yeah. So when you say old bad habits, what do you mean? Just running up the bill?
Running up the bill and just paying the minimum payment.
Yes. Because you think when you see that you're paying that actual, let's just say the minimum payment, they tell you on there, if you pay this minimum payment of $35 or $40, almost a lot of that's getting ate up in actual interest anyway, right?
Yeah, and people get used to just paying that. They get used to it because they think in their minds, like, I'm always going to have this payment.
Yeah,
so I might
correct.
As well just, you know, if I want to go out and shop, I might as well go ahead and shop and never finish paying for the bill.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. So we got to get wise about how we're actually using, you know, this lump sum of money that we're actually going to be getting here in the next week or so. And you got to remember, too, some people, they probably already filed. They probably filed as soon as you could file because they know that they were getting that big lump sum.
Yeah.
Like for people who normally don't get back anything.
They wait the latest time.
Yeah, they wait until the latest. So some people, as we're recording this, are still working on their taxes right now.
Because they know that they're going to have to pay.
Correct. Yes, yes, that is true. So normally that's what I do. I don't wait until the last day, but I like to try to do it maybe a week or two in advance of the due date. So that way, you know, you can kind of look for additional deductions and stuff like that.
Make sure everything's right.
Yeah, and making sure everything is right.
Because you do your own, you do all.
Yeah, for now. For now. But if you're a CPA out there and you live in the Hampton Roads area, contact us because we're actually looking for someone who is a CPA to be able to take over the duties of actually doing the taxes for us. At least I am. I'm trying to keep better records. So throughout the year, now what I'm doing is as we pay stuff like for our business or tithe or stuff like that. I mean, the tithe stuff, we get that anyway from the actual church that we attend. Plus, we can look at it online. So that one's no problem. But throughout the year, you might forget that you went to a doctor's appointment or whatever, and you know, all of that stuff is actually a deduction that you can actually claim, even the mileage to actually get to the appointment is tax deductible. So, you know, like with a business, some of your meals and stuff like that is also deductible. So it's a lot of tax breaks, and I think it's like your phones and part of your house and stuff like that.
If the business is
where your actual address of your business is. So it's all stuff that can be deducted. Now, once again, I'm not a CPA, but if you are a CPA, like I said, and you're in the Hampton Roads area, we're looking for a good CPA to take over the duties. That's not going to charge an arm and a leg either, right?
That's right.
And a leg. We don't want an arm and a leg.
No.
But we want a good, fair price, right, for someone to take over these duties for. So if you got those skills and you're certified, now I'm not going with no Joe Blow, no rascal who is just doesn't have their certification, right? I can just do that myself, like I've always done. Basically, because
you
do have to be careful, because not just that, you're providing people your social security number and stuff like that, and we know how all that stuff goes. I think that's what's taking me so long now to actually turn it over to someone, because you do have to give over a lot of PII, which is personal identifiable information. So that's what's scary about it. But it's crazy though that how all this stuff is going to computers and stuff, right? And people out there can just hack into these systems and take all of your information, right? Supposedly. I mean, but the people who are holding the information, they are responsible for protecting your actual information, which it's got to be a better job of that, where they actually take care of your information that you're giving them to basically just watch out for your well-being, but it's taken by people who...
Taken by people, but then always, you have to always check what, whoever you hire, you always have to check.
Yeah, you know, yeah, that's true,
you
too.
Know, I know you should trust people, but I've heard so many horror stories.
Yeah, and you know, if you remember a few years back, we remember seeing the Mo Money. Remember Mo Money up here?
Yeah.
Man, Mo Money was a scam, wasn't it? After they found out. Talking about Mo Money.
Yeah.
And they were actually running a scam. And they were CPAs.
That's a telltale sign.
What, Mo Money?
Please watch the titles of these businesses.
Oh, God. I wish it was that simple. Where you could just watch the titles of the business.
I mean, the title of the business should give you that's a red flag right there.
What, Mo Money?
Mo Money.
Mo Money, Mo Money. I think, yeah.
It's spelled just like that.
Yep,
too.
Mo Money. Mo Money. Money Tax Services, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. And I think it's because of that type of stuff that I'm real leery.
And you should be leery. You should be careful. You know, you can't be too careful with your information,
correct.
You know.
Because you're turning over your stuff to these folks to manage. So, you know, that's why I said you got to be careful with that.
You got to be careful.
Got to be careful.
Don't just hand everything over and forget about looking at
it. Because what's that story that the one guy told about that they had somebody doing their taxes?
Yep, had somebody doing their taxes. And come to find out, he died. The one that was doing his taxes, he died. And then, after, you know, when he died, he found out that he was not depositing his checks.
So where was the checks going? Do you remember?
I don't know. But
he wasn't paying the taxes.
He wasn't paying his taxes. Wow. So he got in. So he had to pay those taxes. I mean, because it was his money. The guy had, you know.
Yeah.
He deceased. Yeah.
So
he
you know what deceased. That means to me? Never get too big that you just turn your money over to someone to manage.
Yep. That's
right.
That's
I don't care how much money you got. You know, I don't care whether you are a $100 heir, a $1,000 heir, $100,000 heir, or millionaire or billionaire. You can't just turn all your money over to someone and say, hey, you manage this, right?
That's right.
Because that's going to get you in a jam.
That got him in a jam. I mean, because why don't you have your eyes on it? You know, you may not know exactly what every step is going to be, but you have your eyes on your money.
Yes. Yeah, always. Because it's your responsibility. Because even with someone doing your taxes for you, guess what, your name is still on there.
That's right.
You know,
not
whether you use an H&R Block or whatever, it'll say that you use H&R Block, Jackson Hewitt, you know, I'm just naming a few tax services or whatever. It will say that it was prepared by them, but guess what, you still sign saying that you agree. With this, whatever it is. So you got to be careful of all of that type stuff. So just be smart with your actual money is what we're saying.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
And
smart.
How about the one scam that people are doing now? You know how they tell you to be aware of the scams during tax season, mm-hmm. where these people are texting you and emailing you, mm-hmm. and they want you to actually provide them with your personal identifiable information. Mm-hmm. Meaning, if these people would work as hard,
they would be
at a job,
multi-millionaires.
Right? Yes.
Yeah.
Rather than trying to scam people, mm-hmm. you know, just do the right thing. Mm-hmm. That's all you have to do, is not try to scam people, but do the right thing.
And they work hard at doing that too.
Yeah, work hard at it. Won't get a job,
yeah,
but that is their job. Yes. So just be leery about turning all of your stuff over to people mm-hmm. that could actually get you into a jam, mm-hmm. and then now you're actually in trouble
mm-hmm. and you
with
have
the
to,
IRS.
Yes, and you have to pay it back. You.
Yeah.
Not that person. Well, that person died.
Yeah. Yeah, with your scenario
yeah.
of the person or whatever. But I'm talking about if you're using these people or whatever, you still have to kind of have them explain to you everything that they did or whatever. And nowadays, with all these computers and everything mm-hmm. and all these programs, so it's actually easy, I believe, unless you have a multi-million dollar company or something like that, you know, because the program is telling you everything to put in. You know, it'll walk you through step by step.
They have patience, Bruno. You have patience.
Well, yeah, you got to have patience to do it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so if you got good records, I don't think it's actually a problem mm-hmm. Because it's actually telling you everything that you need to put in. Mm-hmm. You got anything else?
Yep, that's it. I just be careful.
Be careful.
Be careful.
And remember, all of that money that you're getting from that big tax refund, and if you've already gotten it, and if you hadn't spent it on that new used car, use it wisely, to take care of some, you know, maybe some outstanding credit card bills or some other bills that you may have.
And yeah, and remember, if you do get a new used car, that car you have to
maintain
that car as well. So it's money.
That's other money that you got to come up with. Mm-hmm. Well, good people, that's our time for this week. We'd like to thank you guys for joining us. Make sure that you come back on next week and bring a friend with you. We love you. And there's nothing you can do about it. I'm Jesse.
And I'm Mimi.
We'll be praying for you. Peace and blessings.
Until
next time. Peace.
Thank you for joining us for this episode at Silently Blessed Podcast. Remember, if you would like to connect with us,
hit us up at silentlyblessedmedia@gmail.com. 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 One word, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube channel, Instagram, just search Silently Blessed Media, LLC. Twitter, just search Silently Blessed. We love you,
and
there's
nothing
you
can
do
about
it. Peace and blessings. Until
next
time, don't forget to subscribe
and like.
This episode was produced by Silently Blessed Media, LLC.
All rights reserved to Silently Blessed Media, LLC.
I'm Jesse.
I'm Mimi.
Be blessed, my brother.
And my sister.
Peace.